Hi, my name is Dolly. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. All right, I was 8 years old when I learned I could scream and cry to get my way. My parents were kicked out of our two-bedroom apartment for having too many kids. They decided to take all five of us to El Salvador and leave us there until they could afford to buy a house and bring us back. I knew what they were up to because I think I was the smartest out of my siblings. In the morning they planned to leave, I ran out of my classroom, clung to the school fence, and screamed bloody murder. My parents had no choice but to bring me back to the U.S. with them. A year later, my parents purchased their first home and brought my siblings home. In that year, I learned to be self-sufficient with the little I had. My parents always worked hard to provide for us, but most of my memories are of my mom yelling at us to clean and of my dad's drinking. He was very loving yet extremely strict. My parents fought a lot, and church, faith, or God were never part of our lives. When I was 16, my dad was caught in adultery. My mom took me and my older sister to catch him in the act. I remember seeing my dad with his mistress in the car and banging on the window so hard with my bare hands. I was angry, hurt, confused, and deeply heartbroken. He moved out shortly after that, leaving my mom pregnant and with five children. Life after my dad was hard. My mom grew bitter towards us and became verbally abusive, often blaming my sisters and I for my dad leaving. With my dad out of our home, I quickly gained new freedoms and began to rebel. My young adult life consisted of boys and alcohol, a few serious relationships, some very short-lived ones, and some nights I couldn't remember. Months later, I found myself in a relationship with a man I thought I wanted to marry. A good friend of mine saw some red flags in our relationship and invited me to church. I rejected her invitation several times, but finally agreed to go. For the first time at the age of 24, I heard about the character of God, a loving father, a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8. But I still held marriage as an idol and so desperately wanted to get married. But by the grace of God, that relationship ended months later. I'm not sure how many times I heard that God's love for me is unconditional, that his love was enough to send Jesus to die a death that I deserved, and that all that was required of me was to believe and accept him as my savior. Man, was that good news. I continued attending church and decided to look into the membership process here at Watermark. I soon was placed in a community group with other girls my age. The first night of community, I admitted to them about not having a Bible of my own. They quickly fixed that problem. For the next couple of years, I learned how to read my Bible and how to grow in my relationship with the Lord. I was doing all the right things by going to church, attending community group, going on overseas trips, reading my Bible, and praying. But I knew something was missing. I was ready to go deeper. After a coworker accused me of having no feelings, I decided to come to Regeneration. It's an understatement to say God blessed me when two girls from my community group agreed to go through the steps with me, and when I saw another dear friend as I walked in the first night. As I reflect on this moment, I know God planned for me to be in this place at just the right time. If it's your first time here, welcome. It can be scary, but I'm confident God has you here for a reason too. But I must be honest and say I hated a lot of it. It was hard for me to admit I needed help. For years, I had learned to be self-sufficient. It was hard to believe that there is a God that loved me even before I knew him. It was hard to trust a God that allowed all the hurt and destruction in my life. In case you didn't catch on, those are steps 1 through 3. Admit, believe, and trust. I was on the struggle bus. During inventory, God showed me the deep hurts I had experienced and how hard I tried to control every single relationship after that for the fear of being hurt again. Confessing my inventory was the most humbling thing I have done, and my eyes were open to having been a victim of abuse during drunken nights in my rebellious years. Steps 6 and 7, repent and follow, were my favorite. I loved learning how to turn away from sin and fix my eyes on my Heavenly Father. Steps 8 and 9, forgiveness and amends, took a lot of obedience and growth. Learning the true meaning of forgiveness opened my eyes. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." I learned that no one deserves forgiveness, but Christ freely gives it to us. And if Christ forgives them, who am I to hold bitterness toward them? In step 9, I was able to have conversations and make amends with those I have hurt and the ones that have hurt me. Steps 10, 11, and 12 taught me that this isn't over. This is a process, and this process is a way of life, a way to live authentically and in the light. My relationship to the Lord is rich, yet not always easy. As I co-lead a step group and work through the steps again, the Lord continues to reveal my selfish ways while reminding me of his goodness. Since Regen, I have made amends with my dad and learned that he is also a new creation in Christ. I realize that the Lord used the event that had caused so much pain in my life to bring us both to salvation. For years, I wanted to control that relationship, but God showed me that it was in his hands and not mine. My heart yearns for the day my mom and siblings come to know of his goodness, but until then, I will be faithful where he has me. I am still learning to be compassionate and to allow others into my life and to talk about my feelings. I have absolutely no control of anything, and the Lord has made that abundantly clear. I prayed that I would be sick today so I wouldn't have to share on stage. But that was also out of my control. Whether it's your first time here or your 30th, welcome. I wish I could tell you this is easy, but it's not. It takes work and effort, but you get to see the faithful love of our Heavenly Father. My name is Dolly. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control. To God be the glory.